The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, June 14th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri. I'm smiling. I'm not sure if Aaron can see that I'm smiling. I'm smiling because my boy Ian is in studio. It's a man down mashup Wednesday, and I haven't seen Ian in a while to participate in a man down mashup Wednesday. But since he's here, we're going to make sure he has access to the mic so he can participate. Right now, we analyze the news. I have a caller for the last call who wants to call in and give commentary. Earlier, we was talking about the appointment of Mr. Clint Watson, whether he's qualified, yes, he is qualified, or whether it's a political appointment, and should we be concerned on what the future prospects of ZNS. But also, we have one or two things that we want to discuss that is inside the newspaper, because rape is down. That's what the minister's saying. Rape is down.
No, I think he says rape is up.
You said rape is up?
Rape is up.
Okay. Now I need to discuss that and go in detail. But let me go to this caller first to clear the line.
Yeah.
Right? Or I guess all crime is down, but rape is up. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right? And let me get this caller through, and then we'll start discussing the various topics, because Andrews apparently needs a bank. I don't know what they want to do with a bank anyway, because Acklands have no bank in recent.
I mean, Andrews have plenty of banks.
Yeah. Or sandbank.
Outside Exuma, they got the most banks.
Okay, let's go to the caller. Call him. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. How you doing?
Mr. Nuri.
I'm doing well. Blessings to you.
Wonderful. Right now, ZNS now, their rating will go up because it was Mr. Clint Watson who made Eyewitness News the top of the news station.
Question.
Now, because he know what to do.
Question, sir. Does Eyewitness News have 3-4 radio stations?
No.
I know the answer is no. Does Eyewitness News have a TV show that shows programming?
No. I'm trying to say
that he has no experience. It's two different animals. ZNS is high end in terms of what it offers, and Eyewitness News ain't offering nothing.
But it's him who brings the evening news.
But my point is,
news. That's what I'm saying.
You talk about talk shows, but ZNS ain't no talk show. Let's talk about programming. Did he bring any programming to Eyewitness News? Just yes or no?
No.
Okay. Just let me engage. You say that he brought things to Eyewitness News in contrast to ZNS, and I'm trying to say half of the things ZNS have, Eyewitness ain't reached yet. We talk about talk show. Let's remove the talk show and just don't talk about that no more. Then tell me, what else did he bring to the table that I would say? Don't talk about the talk show now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We won't talk about the talk show. We are talking about the evening news and Beyond the Headline.
That's a talk show. Beyond the Headline is a talk show.
Yeah, okay then. Yeah, but he will come to ZNS. That every eye now will be on that evening news as Clint Watson, because I'm telling you, this man is coming to change ZNS. There'll be a new scope. I don't know how we're going to do it, but he ain't no dummy and he ain't no fool. He know that he must deliver.
So,
and I'm telling you, ZNS now will be.
So, caller, you believe that Mr. Watson will mash up the government?
Like how he
mashed up the last administration?
Oh, yes. He will mash up everything because better is a PLP, better is a FNM. He'll now do what he got to do. Because why?
Can I ask you a question, caller? Has any general manager ever functioned in a way that suggested that they were prepared to offer a critical lens or to critically engage the government that appointed them as general manager? Has any general manager made any statement or created any changes or protocols in ZNS that would ensure that the corporation was not just a mouthpiece for the administration of the day?
But I believe Clinton wants him to do that. I believe he will do that. None have done that before, but I believe he'll do it because eyes, all eyes will be on him to see what he is going to do. Because why? Come on. He's going to bring up sadness. He wants all in the evening time when people come home to relax, to just focus on sadness now. There will be a massive change in that news report. This man is brilliant. This man is good.
Listen, I would love for you to listen to this show every day because me and you and Mr. Newry and Mr. Munnings, we're going to talk again. I want you to call us back in 3 months and let's do a 3-month assessment of Mr. Watson's role and his impact at the corporation.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. You on the Guardian Radio AM on the clock mashup.
Good morning, Aaron and Mr. Newry. I'm calling back.
Yes, ma'am.
The gentleman that called us now, Aaron, you let him go a bit too quick. There's one more thing you were supposed to tell him to do for you, which was to give his name and number to the producer so they could pass it on to Clint Watson because he sounded like he's singing his stuff.
No, ma'am. Listen.
You understand? Because you can't say what a man could bring to someplace. He was the one who... I feel like did most of the implementing for the eyewitness news thing. And where does that go? I sit down in my vehicle because I'm a driver. I'm on the road all day long. I listen to Guardian Radio from AM to PM, and I get talk shows, news, full news, straight through the entire day.
Yes, ma'am. But listen.
Whereas for eyewitness news, they give you one or two information, and then they move on to something else, and they play music all day long. They do some little bit of talking back and forth to each other until late evening when Beyond the Headlines come on. So he has literally done almost nothing. He didn't transform anything.
Letting
us run through the entire country. And what he is going there to do is to continue, like all other GM, sing for his stuff up. Because he sing really well.
Now, ma'am, that's a heavy...
Pardon me?
Listen, that's a heavy charge. He is an awesome singer, but it's unfair to say that he sings for his supper. However, I will say this. The government itself and the political class is completely responsible for this environment where political appointees, once having been appointed for a party, can be nothing more but a worker for that party. They have created this environment that Mr. Watson now has found himself in.
And have we ever had a situation like that where someone was appointed to personally work side by side with the party in power at that time and then transition into a position as big as that, or this the first?
I don't think this is the first, but I can't say with certainty what the prior ones were. But I don't think it's the first. Listen, I got another call on the line, and this is a tough one. We're trying to have this conversation without making Mr. Watson a target.
No,
we're really trying.
We know he's qualified. We know he's qualified.
I don't want the viewers to take away from the appointment of Mr. Watson. I think, like Mr. Newry would have made mention, that in his environment with ILTV, he has created a particular platform. But his concern, basically, in that whole scenario, was that the many different components that make ZNS, from a perspective home with all of those different arms, may be a little bit different than ILTV. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure out if he's going to be up to the challenge, because the reality is that he has done something. We can't say he hasn't done anything. He has done something where the people of the Bahamas were tuned in to him and they respect the level of media that he would bring to the general public. And I think we would give him the opportunity to show whether or not he has it in him, or if they're going to have to hire some consultants to show him what needs to be done. But however the cookie crumbles, the reality is an appointment for a Bahamian at that status to get that opportunity. It is what it is. Now, whether or not he's going to speak out on things of the government of today, that's a next can of worm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Newey and the gentleman in there and Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you before I tell you what I think. So this job with Clint Watson getting to do his readiness, he can be the he got that job and the next job by the Prime Minister's office still?
No, I don't. I don't.
What I interpret?
Yeah, he's going to step. He's stepping down as the press secretary.
What's going on? Did they explain it to say who's going to take over from him, or if the person who was under him going to take over?
No,
and he's only going to be in charge of readiness now.
The article in the Tribune in yesterday's Tribune.
Yes, ma'am.
Was very brief and only filled with accolades. There was no, in the article, there was no declaration of who is going
to. Just explaining how good he is or what they think about him and how qualified he is when you say accolade.
Yeah, yes. They say Clint Watson has served with distinction.
No, don't waste your time.
I got you.
You know what? Yeah. I believe the government, my new day government, Fred Mitchell, them, they ain't gonna hire Clint to come up there to say this, to say anything against what the government's saying. Is the government wrong? I mean, I shouldn't judge Clint because I know Clint qualified and he's a good singer.
He's a professional.
And he's a nice, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You say something, bud?
He said he's a professional.
Yeah, he's a professional. But it ain't be no different. It's just my opinion. I don't think it will be, no, it'll be a surprise. And it'll really be amazing to see that Fred Mitchell, them, got hired Clint Watson to go up there to Zedness to do something different than what all of these politicians do with Zedness every time they in power. Clint Watson might be professional and all of that, but he just come in there to try to make the government look good to see if they could get a second term. I believe he have a duty. I mean, they have a duty to explain, like, what they really, really doing. I don't know how much he bring into the table. I know he have some things, then what he could do and stuff like that, but I don't know if he could save the government. You know, I believe it's not. It is what it is. They can do what they want to do. In spite, you should be careful what you do and not. I mean, how you do things and not what you do. So, Clint Watson going to Zedness or whatsoever and being qualified and whatsoever. I think he going right there to speak whatsoever. Listen to the speech. Even when you listen to the, you also there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you listen to Prime Minister Davis. I hear Fred Mitchell talking.
Listen.
Same speech and things. What he to be writing on the internet before he start doing this WhatsApp every day or every couple days.
Yeah.
Everything with Fred, with the Prime Minister, and listen to me, Fred Mitchell is a smart man, and Mr. Davis has been making sense when he's saying it, but listen to me, he talks, and the people ain't feeling nothing.
Poetry, it's just poetry, no policy.
No listen. Policy, so Clint Watson, Gandhi's Edness, it's just the same old thing, friends, family, and lovers, and the PLP, and all of them, the F&M, they use Edness as a political football, or to use it as
a tool,
their machine, to try to keep their party in power.
Yes, sir. Listen, I got to go.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you very much for your contribution. Okay. Y'all, they see the play. Keishla Smith-Adley was appointed deputy press secretary months ago. Just see, this is the thing. Just because you were appointed a deputy something doesn't mean that you automatically going to be selected as the to fill the role above you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The social promotion is a policy that was supposed to be eradicated in the public school system. Why have y'all adopted it in the government? Remember when the lawyer said that she may have sued or threatened to sue because she assumed that the position above her that she was going to fill it,
mm-hmm.
and she sued, and we had a big discussion.
So what happened to Latre Ramming?
He has a different role.
He's a director of communications and not the press secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, caller, you are on the air.
Go ahead, caller.
All right, they're gone. Oh, hi. Good morning.
There you go, Jackie.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Good day. Can you turn down your radio?
Okay.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm talking, calling in concerning, I think on the show now you're talking about Clint Watson coming back at Zedness.
Yes, go ahead.
Being appointed general manager and whether there's a conflict of interest that arises due to his prior appointment as press secretary in the office of the prime minister.
Right. I was just listening and I listened to the other call. This is actually my first time in my whole life calling in to say something. And I think the remark that one of you said that Do you think he's going to mash up the government? I think that was a remark. And I'm saying to myself, why do we always want to mash up or destroy? Why can't we build up? If
one minute, caller.
Is coming back.
Caller. At this present time, Clint Watson is being recognized as being one of the reasons why the last administration fell. He critiqued the government tremendously. He analyzed every aspect of the position of the last administration. So when I use the word mashup, I'm saying that will he do the same to this current administration, or will he take it easy?
And the term mashup is applicable because in that function, Watson had information that other journalists and media personalities just could not get access to. And so the question is, was he fed that information for a particular purpose, which leads us to the word mashup.
And he did investigative journalism in terms of ensuring that this administration then was accountable. I'm asking, will he do the same?
And then I would suggest that the term mashup... I would say that the term mashup is applicable because I am questioning whether the government intentionally deconstructed the media, right? So I am suggesting that they mash us up, and that's why I would support the word mashup in
Go
this
ahead,
instance.
Call.
But this is why I don't like the word mashup. I want to build up. And if Clint Watson gets back there, I am going to be trying to get on a ZNF as well. And my efforts is to build up the Bahamas and speak truth. Clint Watson is not going to be the one person on the radio all the time to speak. And so you know what we need? We need people with integrity that's going to stand up and put themselves out there to speak on radio that I know he's looking for new people. People with great ideas to come on board and let's get this going. Can we at least do that? I am going to get on ZNF, on television and radio, and I am going to speak the truth and to build up this Bahama land.
I hope to see you there, ma'am. This should be interesting. I'm excited now of your passion, and I'm willing to listen in detail and say, that's my girl right
now. And listen, I don't know why you hung up, because first of all, your friend in the background didn't get a chance to say something. Please call back and let her say something. But the second thing is this, and I ain't making fun of you, ma'am. I'm not making fun of you at all. But I want you to call me the first time they call you into the general manager's office and have a conversation with you about the nature of the content that you wish to share with the Bahamian people. See, ZNS is a government agency. It's quasi-governmental, but it's a government agency, and you are governed by the protocols mm-hmm. of the agency. Even Mr. Watson will be restricted. See, this is a part of the critique.
Right.
Those accolades that you attribute to Mr. Watson, will he have the capacity, will he be able to bring those things to ZNS?
We have another caller, Aaron.
And then we got a bunch of texts we got to get to. Good morning, caller. Hi, how you do? Thanks for calling back.
I'm saying he's able. Go ahead, Hello?
You listen.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking he would be able, because this is what we will do. We are going to speak directly even to the government, because this government this time, I'm thinking that mm-hmm. they're really trying to make a difference and do things right. So let's just keep on them. And once we speak truth, we'll be okay. Have a comment on that, please.
You know where the press club is right now? Have you seen the press club make a public response to any of the decisions the government has made in terms of the media, pulling key figures from the private media space, the rules of the press secretary and press briefings? Has the officially recognized lobbying group or special interest group, have they engaged these issues at all? I say create a mechanism to do that.
Well, Aaron, let's run through the text because I do have a 50-minute interview with someone right now.
Should we go to the break? So first text, Saints, the real story is who replaces Mr. Watson as press secretary. I believe Clint is just making room for the ascension of one of those bright young guys at OPM. Another text. I guess Mr. Watson, as GM of ZNS, will be getting a higher salary. Kisses go by favor. Real talk. Listen, you can't be making much if you work at the place with the beige computers. Good morning, all. Listen, everybody, Clint Watson is the best. Stop hating on him. He will run ZNS with his eyes closed. Watch him turn ZNS around. Right now, the top best journalist right now in the Bahamas is Mr. Clint Watson, Mr. Jerome Sawyer, Mr. Juan McCartney, Ms. Michelle Malcolm. Well, Steve McKinney is the godfather. No other journalist could touch those I mentioned. Stop hating. You all are haters. I guess I am a hater. Okay, then. No problem. I have a problem with that. Another text. Oh, that's okay. So that those are the texts for the day.
But let's go on to quick break, producer.
Well, so, hold on. Let's just quickly close out this session.
Yeah, but I like the session. Am I going to continue with it?
Or are we going to continue it after the interview?
After the interview.
I with you.
Yeah, so don't close it out. But let's take this caller first, and then we go straight to the commercial break after that, and then we'll continue and wrap up everything like that.
Okay.
Caller, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. We have an interview I have to go right now.
I know, I go quickly. I know. Give me 30 seconds here. Mm-hmm. And I think people are missing the picture. The picture, is, as a Bush journalist, the picture is this. Why the sudden shift? You mentioned all what Clint Watson can do. Andrew Bowles was doing that. Andrew Bowles had the experience from the Harkin time when the former manager was there with deputy manager. He was specialized in projects. He was doing all of that. What Clint Watson can do different, Mr. Nuri? You're missing a big, you're missing a big picture. Why the sudden switch?
We will know soon enough. He's a professional.
How you will know?
By his deeds and his sewing.
Well, the only thing I can know is it's propaganda.
No, we shall wait.
Much.
No, we shall wait and see.
But I tell you, we can see. Because where Andrew Bowles going?
We shall wait and see.
You're doing a good job. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Producer, start playing the music.
I'm so tired of party politics importing itself into the governance of this country. I even got asked if it's Team Brave or Team Christie still working against each other. I even got asked that.
Listen to music. We have Mr. William coming on right now. But let's break now and we'll come right back and find out what he's going to be talking about. We're doing some interesting things for promotion of men and their gender and protecting them. So we'll be right back after this brief message.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
I've been everywhere, man.
Cheney's Uniform Center. We've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Cheney's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Cheney's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only, 817-3295. Email sales. Of Janaes.com.
I've been everywhere.
Welcome back to Garden Radio. This is C.A. Nuri. We have a gentleman, Mr. William Lunn, who is in studio from GRIP. We also is a part of the Bahamas Male...
The International Men's Day Committee. Mm-hmm. That David Williams, a regular on the clock in Guardian Radio AM, the whole Guardian family of shows. I think he's a part of that organization as well. He just stepped out for a second and he's about to come back.
Yes, but there's an event happening on Saturday.
Right. If you're a member of the Your Daily Headlines WhatsApp group, you may have gotten this flyer. The Bahamas Male Consortium is launching a series of events planned from June 2023 to November 2023. And tomorrow night, Thursday, the 15th of June, 6 p.m. at the Gary and Myrtle Curry Youth Center Evangelistic Temple, Collins Avenue, they are having an event. And then on Saturday,
I know something big is happening Saturday,
the 17th of June, 2023, the Men Prison Ministry Saturday brunch with our residents of the Bahamas Department of Corrections. That's okay. That's a part of the Bahamas, the BMC, the Bahamas Male Consortium. On Saturday, the 24th of June.
Next week Saturday?
Right. That's okay. Kermit Ford Day. Mm-hmm. I got to find out. We got to get these guys on. I don't know who Kermit Ford is.
Well, all the Fords play softball.
Okay, yeah.
What do you take Ford to the softball prison?
So we know where to go. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a youth band showcase, a karate demonstration, men fun day with board games, tournaments, checkers, chess, and darts, a biker's show, and an anti-car show. And that's the 24th of June.
It's a month long of events and that they're promoting.
Well, it's a 6 months of events.
Okay.
And these are the first series of events for June. On the calendar, they have some events organized for September already. In fact, it's a prostate cancer screening campaign.
Okay.
And then a father's back-to-school commitment on September 19th.
That's return back to school.
Okay. Right. And September 24th at Christie Park, they're having a men's walk run march.
Okay. That's a good 2-3 months worth of work. And that's not even the whole year yet. They still have more events.
Right, I'm sure they're going to plug in more events between the end of June and the end of November.
So remind me, as Mr. Lund comes back inside and explain what's happening on Saturday, what event is planned for Saturday again?
The Men Prison Ministry Saturday brunch with our residents of the Bahamas Department of Corrections.
Right, so Mr. Lund will go in further detail regarding that on Saturday. And what's happening on Thursday?
I don't know what's happening on Thursday.
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, tomorrow right. Thursday. The flyer just says there's an event. It's Men Get Involved. So I guess it's a series and discussion Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Gary and Myrtle Curry Youth Center, Evangelistic Temple, Collins Avenue.
Can we just welcome back Mr. Lund? Mr. Lund, go ahead. It's your
Please
time.
Introduce yourself.
My name is William Lund, and I help young people. Because what we are fighting, I am a product of. I was once a trouble, an at-risk, and who became a man, who became a criminal, and drugs, and you know the whole gamut. And so now, that's the reason why I became a part of the symposium. Because I want to see how we could bring true deliverance and true upbringing and encouragement and empowerment to our young people.
So what is it that you are planning this weekend?
So what we are planning this weekend, basically, beginning tonight at the Gary Curry and Myrtle Curry Auditorium, is we're going to have various groups of speakers from various spheres of our society to encourage men to become responsible and to take up whatever influence they're in to encourage our young men. And to empower them.
Any particular speakers you could mention that who's coming on? Or I'll just follow the flyer and then we'll follow up on that.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's happening Saturday?
Saturday, we're having a fellowship at the prison. We're going to take care packages to the prisoners. We're going to fellowship with them. And people like myself. See, I was in and out of prison. In fact, going to prison caused me to see the real prison within me. And so we're going to have at least 3 speakers there who were incarcerated before to be able to speak wherever we can relate to them, all right, so that we can begin the process of empowering from where they are, and so that even when they come out, we have various businessmen who will be able to offer them jobs, who will be able to offer them training. We're teamed with BTVI as well to offer them training.
Listen, this is it right here. Businesses identifying themselves and saying, look, we are willing to hire men and young men who are, have been incarcerated, who have been to prison, who may have a bad record. We're willing to take you on and hire you. Because a lot of guys, they just stop trying.
Exactly.
They just stop looking because they don't think it's ever going to be possible.
Exactly.
This is a great function.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because see, I was, when I came out of prison, because there was nothing for me, I went back to what I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all they do. They're only going back to what they know.
Mm-hmm.
So I, because of my experiences, I worked with Dr. Allen for 9 years. So I got to see and hear a lot of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So because I experienced trauma in my life and I dealt with my trauma now, so what I tried to do was help people through their trauma, because a lot of people are traumatized and we're only seeing the fruit of what's happening with them and don't try to get to the root of what's really going on in our young people.
Mm-hmm. The fellowship on a Saturday, right? The having brunch with, the fellowshipping with, I imagine it's important to provide that space, right? Because the people in prison need to maintain connections and relationships with people who are not in prison, right? Because if you don't, you would just, your whole space and energy will just be filled with the people and the ideas that are in prison. But keeping that connection, I think, is important. So for men to offer themselves to say, buddy, I can be here once a month, every month, anything you need to talk about, if you could hold it down, trust, I will be here for you to share it. Because you don't, you may not want to be vulnerable with the other people in prison. They may see that as an opportunity to take advantage of you, so you tend to hold it all in. But knowing that somebody is going to make themselves available, and men, just like everybody else, don't come and then don't come. As a real human, we made friends. I expect you to come back, and I appreciate that you came back to see me.
Wow. Wow. I couldn't have said it any clearer, ma'am. See, a lot of people see, again, the manifestation in the fruit.
Yeah.
But the main thing that they have lacked is communion, connection.
Mm-hmm.
It is the connection. Because now I have strong connections in my life, drugs has no kind of power over me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, this is the biggest thing I struggled with as a community activist.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people will give me money and things, but not their presence. And it's the presence
that people
these young
appreciate.
Men need to see.
Yeah.
They need to see the demonstration of how men settle their differences. Because all they see is the filth and the garbage of, and the violence. The boy, if you play around me, boy, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they see. And so that's what this is all about. This is about the connecting with them in there now, so they know, even as a bridge, that guess what? This isn't just some show. We come to see you here and there for the meeting. But this is because we realize we need to journey with you.
Yeah. To journey with you.
Journey.
To walk with you.
To walk with you.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And that's what I'm hoping. A lot of the men, they don't even fully understand it yet. But yeah. See, because I come from what we're ministering to, I am seeing where the spirit and the presence of the Most High God are opening man's eyes to this truth.
Let me tell you all where the most empathy, compassion, and kindness practiced in this place. Prison, men take care of each other in that way. They get hurt when they see another brother getting abused or crying. You know another place? I love my fisherman them community. Yeah, I love them. The fishermen, some of them, you look at them and you say, well, what you doing with your life? But what they're doing with their life is looking out for each other.
Yes. We are brother's keeper.
Yeah.
You ain't mentioned the Rasta man.
No, man, me love up the Rasta man. You mentioned the Rasta man. But even in that space, right, because they're a small sect, because they're a small group of people. And that's people don't understand how gangs form. A group of people who have been rejected from their spaces
exactly.
find each
exactly.
other. And so a small exactly. sect in the Bahamas like Rastafarians, because of the nature of their community, they do support each other. In ways that people outside of the community don't.
Never understand.
Yeah.
But Mr. Len, how do we contact your agency in order to lend support or for your organization?
My organization name is Way of Life. It's right now being registered. But my contact is 433-1120. williamlunn760@gmail.com.
And the events that is happening Friday, tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday, do you need any support or you just want us to show up basically and support you?
No, we need support because I believe there are a lot of men who want to help and who want to give back. But they don't know, you know, they're confused as to where to go and where to put their money and where to sow. Mm-hmm. And so I'm here to say, listen, I come from what is wrong. And because I'm able to see certain things and relate to certain things with them that others who haven't had my experience will, right? That's the reason why I am with this group of guys. And if you're serious and interested in being a difference in the young men in our country, and then I ask you just to show up on Thursday night, tomorrow night, sorry, and just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And see how you could fit in. See how you could just do your part in whichever capacity you can.
We need people like Jeff. I'll call her Jeff. We need people like Marlon, independent thinker Johnson. We need men out to come out, and because these are men who have already been contributing on their own and their own systems. Like you said, men want to help, but they need a system to plug into.
Yes. Yes.
Right? It's like, look here, I could help too by them.
Yes.
I could try and find them work. I could check in on them every day. I could even give them a little stipend when I know things are rough.
Yes.
But really, my support and resources would be more effective if they were part of a larger system.
Yes.
And that's what Bahamas Male Consortium, Let It Way of Life.
That's my way of life. See, I work in the community, mm-hmm. in the East Street community, under Salem Baptist Church.
Yeah.
But I realize it takes more than me one. While I may motivate them and able to encourage them, they need money. A lot of them don't know where their next meal coming from.
Yeah.
And they need tennis. Like right now, we're doing some tournaments. They need tennis. Mm-hmm. Anybody can help with some tennis. You know? So that's why I partner with other people who can help.
Yeah. And take a moment. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
It's ironic that you just happened to call my name and I'm on the line calling in.
Good morning, sir. This has worked out perfectly.
Good morning to your guests in the studio, enjoying the conversation. And of course, you know, one or two nuggets that were shared already prompted me to call. Yes. And that would be, the biggest nugget would be, you know, what is for the individuals who were incarcerated, what is their life after they would have served their time and come out? We all know that out here, you know, with a prison record or anything like that, people tend to frown, or it becomes even more difficult for that person who would have spent their time, depending upon the crime that was perpetrated or was said to be perpetrated, that they would be able to get a second chance. My thing in saying all that is simply this, and I would pose this question to your guest. Is there any way or thought whereas a group of businesses in particular, you know, I'd like to see where trades are actually taught in the prison to another level, that when these persons are released, they will at least come out with a trade that they can utilize to give them that second chance. But more than anything, about a group of persons coming together and perhaps creating a system where these guys would not have to look far for that opportunity, but persons would be employed with them to do to engage in the trades that they would have picked up in the prison,
mm-hmm.
which or in the institution. Whereas when they come out, they would not have to be wandering far and wide trying to find that opportunity. I think that is one of the biggest obstacles that cause the recidivism of them going back into the cell, because they can't find really any second chance out here to really make something worthwhile of their lives, where they're trying to show society that they have reformed and they are trying to do things the right way.
Yeah.
What are your ideas or suggestions on something such as that? I believe that the time has come whereas someone should be able to create a few businesses for these guys to engage in, that once they come out, it wouldn't be so difficult for them to find some type of employment or some way to make stipends on the talents that they would have picked up while being incarcerated. Thanks, Erin, and C8 for taking my call this morning. Look forward to hearing the responses. Have a good morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for being in the right place at the right time. Absolutely. Mr. Munnings, you were saying that there is a program in the works right now.
Getting on the way.
Right, the BTVI.
BTVI and BAIC, they are partnering with the prison in regards to fulfilling trades with these at-risk persons that are in the prison currently, that once those persons would have left the institution, there will be various different things that will be readily available to them because they'll be leaving with the skill and the trade.
Right, and not just that. Don't just say, look, these guys, they got a trade, now they out, they got to do their thing. No. We need a system.
Yes.
First of all, listen, y'all could talk all you want. Yeah, Bahamians, we hyper-individualistic. We still need systems to plug into.
Yes.
People will benefit most from a system that they could plug their skills into. Don't just expect them to start up entrepreneurs on their own.
One thing I've learned over the years, I say this a lot of time, I say that the ground zero in our country is in the prison. And I believe that the prisoners that are currently in the prisons right now, they know how to hustle. I would call that they could sell water to the Eskimos with the ice.
Right.
These individuals aren't taught how to hustle. They know how to hustle because
That's
how they survive.
It's a form of survival.
So them becoming entrepreneurs, learning a skill, that only enhances what it is that they do. I think the guideline, and that will be, I think like Mr. Lund would have said, them seeing other men like themselves who are in society, who come from where they come from, the ones who are the businessmen in the communities who resort to communications with each other rather than the act of violence.
Exactly.
Those ones who teach them the way in terms of there is a bigger portfolio, there are platform out there where you can travel. The world is big. You can expose them to different things. The minute you get a family, you have your children, you want to do these things. You want to go away with them. Yes. You want to be able to share those moments with them without looking over your shoulder. I think that this is something that Mr. Lundem are saying, the platform that needs to be created, where beyond sending things in or in terms of donating stuff to those organizations, we need men figures, women figures, daughters, sons, who are joining hands to say, you know what, this is the village that's going to raise the children.
Listen, when you get back, when you go there on Saturday, sir, I want you to whisper to everybody, in everybody's ears, by the time we have the 2026 Bahama Games, the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services should have a team. They should have a team. They should have a team to compete in the Bahama Games.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
They should have a team.
I like that idea.
Because it's a correctional facility.
And I must say, it's been slow, but the improvement is very, very good.
Yeah.
I also go up there once a week to the, we go up there, Grippers and all, we go up there, Mr. Cooperman, because we realize we have to get to the root and catch them as young as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we deal with the youngest set of inmates at Amachi's prison. They have their own facility now.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And it's very nice. It's a nice dorm. It's an eating area. You know, there's no buckets and that kind of stuff. So they have an environment that's conducive to helping them.
Listen, I know we're almost out of time, Mr. Nuri. Please repeat the events, the times, the locations, the venues for Thursday night, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and any upcoming events. And then I can tell you how I love the term grip. Because man, them don't hug up each other. But they, boy, when they see each other, they give them a good grip. They grip them and say, my boy, it's good to see you. Man, them don't hug up, but they give each other a good
grip. Man, give you a high five and pull your clothes.
It's a grip, I love it. I love it. It encapsulates the culture of men.
Yes. And that's what we realize as men have to have amongst ourselves, because we can only give the children what we have.
Yeah.
And so we establishing a fellowship amongst ourselves of looking out for one another in camera, and let that extend to the youth so that they see that's how they do to the ones who come after them.
Yes.
You see?
Absolutely.
So beginning tomorrow evening, Thursday evening at Gary and Myrtle Curry Auditorium, we're going to have like a symposium of men from different spheres of society. Okay, and we're encouraging all men who would like to be a part, who would like to find their niche in helping young men to see what they could do to bring some relief, to bring some encouragement, to bring some empowerment to our youth.
Absolutely. Producer, I don't know if you have that song, Daddy, by Big On, DeVito Bode. That's a lovely song. Absolutely. And then on Saturday...
And then on Saturday, right, we go into the... We're just having a fellowship to the prison, because you encapsulated so perfectly when you said they need more than the things. They need the communion, the connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're going them as a form of connection, because we already go in anyhow, okay? But we're showing them, listen, you're a part of us, right? We're going to eat with you, right? We're going to talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're a person just like us, even though you may be here and we're out there, but for the grace of the Most High, that was us.
Yeah.
And that's how we have to make them feel. Like, listen, you're no less than us.
Yeah.
You know, we're all one, you know? And
absolutely.
So that is our main thing, the love, the demonstration of the Most High.
Now, Saturday, the 24th of June, who is Kermit Ford and why he have his own day? Anyway, this activity, hopefully Mr. Williams can send us some more information about the Kermit Ford Day on Saturday, the 24th of June, 2023, antique car show, bikers show. I want to see some daddies wheeling on their two wheels out there.
Yeah, see,
swinging
see,
all
of this is because we realize we need to expose them to different things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, even in my own organization, every opportunity I get, I either take them to the fort, I take them to the beach, I took them to the bone fish pond, and I try to take them different places to let them see, listen, the Bahamas isn't just in the inner city or what we call the ghetto.
Yeah.
You know, and so we even try and arrange trips now where they could go away to play basketball so that they see that it's a whole different world.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mr. Lund, thank you very, very much for joining us today. Mr. Newry?
No, I'm just glad that he's able to come here to explain what's happening this weekend. We wish you good luck with that. We'll invite Mr. Dave Williams back on just to give us more detail on it.
And tell him grip you and make sure you are here with us.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too. Thank you so much,
pleasure.
Too.
So we have 7 minutes now, Aaron.
Absolutely.
I want us to conclude on the topic we had before, which was, I think Mr. Watson is qualified, right?
Yeah.
But there should be scrutiny, and we should all be watching to see exactly what it is that he will be offering and rendering on us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's not enough clarity for the process, and I think that the public engagement is sufficient to show that there's not sufficient transparency in the whole procedure, right?
I think when a caller's made a valid point also, we had Mr. Burrows who was the current general manager, and I think he was doing a fine job at Zed Nest.
Acting.
Yeah.
And what's his position at this time?
And there's no transition in terms of what will happen.
You just
one out, one in, and there's no narrative.
And that is why people continue to suggest, to believe, to think that this is a political matter, right? Because none of the governance procedures have taken place. You haven't explained anything to anybody, right? It's almost clandestine. And you do both Mr. Watson and Mr. Burrows a disservice.
But do we deserve answers? I say it flippantly, right? This is an internal internal matter. With
I almost strangled myself with my own time.
I want to know that one rumor said that Andrew Burrows went on leave. Was that true? Was there any public announcement regarding that? Is he still there working as acting general manager? Will he be Mr. Watson's assistant, you know, returning to? We just don't know.
Right, and because you didn't deal with the matter effectively in a timely manner, you've created this environment where people could, not just people could speculate about anything, but when people do try to engage with authentic, critical, right, discussions, they're easily brushed aside as political attacks because there is no transparency, and both Mr. Watson, I can repeat it, both Mr. Watson and Mr. Burrows deserve more, and they deserve better treatment.
Take in consideration that the Bahamian people are the taxpayers. So the Bahamian people, when they demand some level of clarity, I think that, you know, you work for the Bahamian people. They should get an answer in terms of what's going on in the country. We talk about transparency all the time. So any effective government understands in the 21st century, with mm-hmm. all of the social media and everything is going on, you have to be clear with the people. Either you have a working government or you have a non-working government. Mm-hmm. Either you have a working minister or you don't have a working minister. Either which way.
The one thing I could say is this, is that we can't blame Mr. Watson for the lack of transparency in this matter, because he was bound by the rules governing the press secretary and the office of the prime minister, and now he's bound by the rules managing or governing the broadcasting corporation. So you can't blame Watson for the lack of transparency.
Will the acting press secretary or the current press secretary, somebody should have said something to the media or to the
people. But what will happen to the press secretary position?
Will it be redundant?
Or will one of those persons who's deputy move up and say, I'm taking the acting role until further notice?
Well, I assume that the deputy will be appointed as the acting press secretary until an official decision is made.
So they remove the press secretary without considering who will replace them?
No, they remove the press secretary without telling us who they think will replace, who they plan to replace him with. I don't think that they didn't consider it. They just didn't consider the need to tell us.
Mm. That says wonders.
I just want to know where the press club is.
You still ask about the press club?
Where is the association, the union, the guild of journalists, of media personalities who engage and protect the integrity of quote unquote the media by ensuring that these questions when raised are addressed and answered?
They're working.
That in and of itself creates an environment where Watson, Burroughs, and anybody in the media can be used as a part of a political agenda or batted about as a part of a political agenda or treated unfairly. Put the politics aside. Is the Bahamas a construct or is the Bahamas a nation of people? You can do whatever you want to a construct, but you got to treat people
Aaron, we gotta
like
go.
People.
You with your conspiracy theories. Oh,
tell me need not to be a talk show.
Guardian Radio with AM with C.A. Neary, Aaron Green, and Ian Munnings. Thank you very much for joining us. And Mrs. Lan, thank you very much and good luck for Thursday and Saturday.
Because we're going to get a grip on this nation. I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.